Alaska Native leaders from across the state met with Assistant Secretary of Indian Affairs Larry Echohawk in Fairbanks this morning. It was Echohawk's third visit to the state to hear directly about Alaska Native issues. Echohawk says he's learning a lot about a unique situation.
Alaska is greatly different than the lower 48, and that's one of the reasons I'm here, is to learn more about those differences and see what we can do to provide services up here.
Echohawk heard concerns about substance abuse, subsistence, climate change, and energy, but the central focus was a fundamental challenge created by the 1971 Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, or ANCSCA. The act gave land and shares in Alaska Native corporations to tribal members born after December 18, 1971. Harold Napoleon of the Native Village of Paimute, speaking on behalf of leaders who met over the weekend, says the act has resulted in more than 60% of today's Alaska Native people not having shares in their corporations.
We're losing children. We are losing people. We are orphaning a whole generation of Alaska Natives. They were born with no land, and so their ties to our ancestors have been severed. And these children, these young people, were even born with no hunting fishing rights and their tribal status in question.
ANCSA corporations have become the power centers of Alaska tribes. Napoleon calls the situation a tragedy and human rights issue because disenfranchised youth often turn to substance abuse and suicide. Some regional corporations have issued new stock to those born since the 1971 ANCSA cutoff, but Napoleon says tribes and corporations have to come together on a comprehensive resolution. Representative Don Young told attendees at the meeting he's willing to push a change.
I need you to put your heads together and figure out how we can do this, how it can be done, because it has to be done within this group. I can't wave that magic wand. I don't have it, but I can take away the wand you give me.
Young is close to the issue. His late wife, Lou, was Athabascan, and Young has 14 Native grandchildren who do not have any ANCSA corporation stock. Assistant Secretary Echohawk says fixing the problem means changing ANCSA, and that's up to Congress.
There have been amendments over the years to that act, but it sounds, you know, certainly that there's a great need for other attention to be given to revising the law.
Echohawk says in the meantime, he's working on addressing social ills Alaska Native people are struggling with. He says that effort is currently limited because Alaska is one of several states that have assumed law enforcement responsibilities for Native people. Echohawk says he's talked with Alaska's Attorney General about ways the federal government can work around that to help better serve Native communities.